This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, January 3. Names matter. From Ezra 2. These are the people of the province who came up from the captivity of the exiles, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had taken captive to Babylon. At the end of a movie, do you watch all the credits? Not many people do. The names of the makeup artists or stunt drivers really don't matter to the average moviegoer. Most people aren't interested in that long list of names. Ezra 2 contains a long list of the names of Israelites who returned from exile. We know very little about most of them, but the Bible takes names seriously because they are connected to the God who knows their stories. These are people who remembered that they were exiled, and God brought them back to live as His people once again. Ezra kept a careful record of the people who saw God's faithfulness while they were under God's judgment. They knew the story of God's grace as He sustained them during an ordeal of exile. Every person had a story about God's amazing faithfulness to tell to the next generation. Our names matter to God. Behind each name is a marvelous story of God's faithfulness, forgiveness, and presence. Our names matter because we are under the name that saves and redeems us for a greater purpose, the resurrected Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have a new life, a sure hope, and a secure future. Everyone under the name of Jesus has their name written in the book of life. Is yours?
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.